91X News.
It's 23 degrees and sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema. Central Hastings OPP has confirmed that a single vehicle collision in Tweed over the weekend was fatal. 21-year-old Christopher Robert Thurston of Tweed died after crashing on Marlbank Road Saturday. Acting Staff Sergeant Jeff Brooks said the death was directly related to speed and failure to wear a seatbelt. Central Hastings OPP will be out in force, patrolling the Marlbank Road area, targeting aggressive driving, seatbelts, and alcohol-related driving offenses. The investigation is continuing. Quinte West OPP arrested a man for impaired driving on Saturday morning. A vehicle weaving on Dundas Street East in Trenton was stopped and the driver was charged. 26-year-old Kenneth McPherson of Bloomfield was arrested and charged with impaired driving and exceeding the legal limit of alcohol. He will appear in Belleville Court on June 9th. And a Tiononagua man is due in Belleville Court tomorrow to face a long list of charges. Mohawk police have charged 28-year-old David Joseph Bolton in connection with a number of incidents over the last 2 years. He's charged with aggravated assault, 9 counts of breach of probation, 2 counts of fraud, and 1 count of uttering threats. At least 2,000 NATO soldiers turned out in Kandahar, Afghanistan to bid farewell to Bombardier Carl Manning as family and friends struggle to explain and come to terms with his death. Murray Brewster has more.
The question everyone was asking, both in Kandahar and in Bombardier Carl Manning's hometown of Chicoutimi, Quebec, was why. Major Vincent Giroux, the battlegroup's artillery commander, says a unit is a family, and Manning's death Friday has left a lot of questions.
We would like to know why and what happened.
Comrades and friends gathered last evening to pay their respects to Manning in front of the Canadian Memorial at Kandahar Airfield. Many of them expressed utter disbelief at his death. An investigation is underway, but it is believed to have been a suicide, as military police have ruled out foul play and enemy action. Murray Brewster of the Canadian Press, Kandahar.
The Ontario Progressive Conservatives are denying a media report that a candidate took a phone picture of his privates that was later tweeted from his Twitter account. David Bent explains.
Party spokesman Alan Sackett says George Lepp's BlackBerry was stolen outside the party convention in Toronto Saturday night. He only found out after a tweet had been posted with a link to a pornographic picture. Sackett says he has no idea where the picture came from, and Lepp didn't know his phone was stolen until the next day.
In the morning, he had a phone call from his son asking him about a very unusual tweet that was sent out from his Twitter account.
Sackett says Lepp, the candidate in Niagara Falls, is extremely upset that something was tweeted in his name. David Bent, the Canadian Press, Toronto.
Tory leader Tim Hudak hits the road today to sell his election platform. The party's change book promises $3.5 billion in tax relief over 4 years. The Tories are also matching Liberal promises to roll out full-day kindergarten in all schools and eliminate the deficit in 2017. Germany announced this morning it will close all its nuclear power plants within 11 years. Germany's environment minister admits the decision is based largely on the March 11th disaster that crippled the Fukushima nuclear power plant in Japan. That led to many anti-nuclear protests across Germany. Even before that, many Germans were against nuclear power since the 1986 Chernobyl disaster in Ukraine. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers has given a strike notice of midnight Thursday night to put pressure on Canada Post to reach a new contract. The union says it had no choice but to serve strike notice because Canada Post continues to demand major concessions, including unsafe work methods. It adds it's made a final offer to Canada Post in hopes of negotiating a settlement and averting a walkout. Endeavour is headed home after undocking from the International Space Station. The shuttle is due to land Wednesday, then go into retirement at a museum in Los Angeles. Only one more shuttle mission remains, Atlantis, which is scheduled to blast off in July. A moment of silence was observed yesterday by people in Joplin, Missouri. It was to honor victims of a massive tornado that devastated the city exactly 1 week earlier. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says the residents of Joplin are committed to rebuilding the town.
The most important part is to have the resolve of the people to rebuild. I mean, you've seen in some areas like this where folks have, not come back to those cores, to those cities, and it's taken literally decades to rebuild the population. I think Joplin's going to be much different than that.
The storm killed more than 130 people. 39 people are unaccounted for. The forecast is finally looking better for residents of Quebec's flood-plagued Richelieu Valley. Clear skies are predicted for most of the week for the region southeast of Montreal. Officials are now saying the rising Richelieu River should stabilize in a couple of days. But even with the weather cooperating, they predict it will still be weeks before the water drops to its normal level. and NDP leader Jack Layton is going where Prime Minister Harper has not. He's touring Quebec's flood region. One Richelieu River area mayor told him the military has been doing a great job, but that Ottawa's overall response to the floods has been weak. About 3,000 people have been forced from their homes in the month-long floods. The Harper government says soldiers can't help with the cleanup, but Layton says federal infrastructure programs might be able to help flood victims. And the condition of rapper Sean Kingston is reported to have stabilized after he crashed a personal watercraft into a Miami Beach bridge. Officials say Kingston and a female passenger were injured when the watercraft hit the bridge last night. They say authorities are investigating, but nothing so far would indicate alcohol played a role. Kingston rose to fame with his 2007 hit Beautiful Girls and was also featured on songs by artists including Justin Bieber. That's 91X News. Sports is next.
Based to drilling Vessel 5, how are you doing there, Vessel 5?
We're doing fine. We're 10 kilometers below the surface of the Earth. We had to slow down a bit to drill. There's too much...
Hello? Vessel 5? Are you all right?
Yeah, we've hit something.
What did you hit?
The prices at Mark's No Frills.
What?
We hit the prices at Mark's No Frills. They're that low.
Mark's No Frills, Bell Boulevard across from the Quinte Mall in Belleville. Lowered and locked prices on your favorite brands.
Sea Dog fans are celebrating today in St. John. Goalie Jacob Desairs stopped 34 shots last night as the Sea Dogs became the first team from the Maritimes to win the Memorial Cup. The Sea Dogs beat host Mississauga St. Michael's Majors 3-1 in the final. Tickets for the Stanley Cup final haven't even gone on sale to the general public yet, but seats are already fetching thousands of dollars online. Tickets reselling websites are taking listings from season ticket holders, and they say prices are the highest they've ever seen for a Stanley Cup final, about $1,900 for games in Vancouver and $1,100 for a ticket in Boston. Ohio State's longtime football coach has stepped down. Dave Metzold has that.
Embattled Ohio State football coach Jim Tressel has resigned. The university announced his resignation Monday morning. Tressel has been under fire since December when it was discovered five players had received improper benefits. It was later found that Tressel knew of those improprieties months before he admitted to knowing about them. Tressel leaves Ohio State after 10 seasons and 106 victories. Luke Fickell will be the interim head coach this coming football season. Dave Metzold, Columbus.
Novak Djokovic maintained his perfect season by beating Richard Gasquet of France 6-4, 6-4, 6-2 at the French Open. Djokovic says the match was tougher than the score might indicate.
I didn't expect it to be easy, that's for sure. And maybe the scoreline says differently. We were winning quite comfortably our service games. And as I said, each set I played one really good return game, and that was enough.
Jojo Reyes looks for his first victory in nearly 3 years when he takes the mound for the Blue Jays tonight in Toronto. The Jays host the Cleveland Indians in the first of a three-game set. A loss for Reyes tonight would be 29 in a row, a major league record. Dan Weldon won the Indianapolis 500 when leader J.R. Hildebrand slammed into the wall on the final turn. For Weldon, it was his second Indy 500 win. But this one will be remembered for Hildebrand, a rookie from California, needing to make it through only one turn to win in his Indy debut. Hildebrand explains his thoughts going into the final turn.
We were obviously way at the end of, you know, a fuel stint, and I just thought, you know what, I'm going to get around Charlie. I knew that the guys behind me were coming, and I thought, I don't want to have to stop going through turn four and have these guys back up on me. You know, we were super tight on fuel, and so I went to the high side. As soon as I got up there, I just got up in the marbles and, you know, pushed up in the wall.
Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports taking a look at your weather. Today, sunny with a high 25 and a UV index of 9. Tonight, clear with a low 16. Tomorrow, sunny with cloudy periods and a high of 29. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high 22. And Thursday, sunny with a high of 23. At 12:10, it's 23 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Mark Venema.